The Mosinee School Board voted again to keep calling its sports teams the Indians. Those in favor say the nickname honors Native Americans, but not everyone agrees. Barb Munson is an Oneida woman who chairs the Indian Mascot and Logo Task Force for the Wisconsin Indian Education Association. Her daughter, Christine, attended Mosinee High School at a time when the Chippewa were asserting their spearfishing treaty rights.
People were talking about spearing a squaw and saving two walleyes, and yet at their assemblies and pep rallies, they were shouting, "We are the Indians, mighty, mighty Indians." So it was a very uncomfortable environment for an American Indian person to be in.
Munson is disappointed with the Mosinee School Board vote, but sees progress in its razor-thin 5-4 margin. She notes that last time the vote in favor of the mascots was 7-2. She thinks public opinion is moving her way.
I believe that Indian mascots and logos will be eliminated from all Wisconsin schools. I think it's just a matter of time.
Munson notes that Elizabeth Burmaster is the third state school superintendent to call for an end to Indian mascots. Meanwhile, legislation to abolish them statewide has stalled in the General Assembly. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.